This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
All right, welcome back to the evening edition. It's Uma and Ezra. Now, we have some news for you from the Dewan Raya. Today is day one again of the Pakatan Harapan government's second sitting. The big news of the day is, of course, Dato' Sri Anwar Ibrahim's return as a member of parliament. Our producer, Calvin Yee, was there to observe the happenings of the day. Calvin, how was it like today?
Hey guys, it was just very crowded at Parliament today. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of reporters, both local and international, here. They were all present to cover the swearing-in of Port Dickson MP Anwar Ibrahim, which was in fact the first order of the day. He was sworn in before Dewan Rakyat Speaker Muhammad Arif Muhammad Yusof. Here's some audio from the event.
Saya Anwar Ibrahim setelah dipilih sebagai seorang ahli Dewan Rakyat dengan sesungguhnya bersumpah bahwa saya akan dengan jujur menunaikan kewajiban-kewajiban saya sebagai yang demikian dengan segala daya upaya saya, bahwa saya akan menumpahkan taat setia yang sebenar kepada Malaysia dan akan memelihara, melindungi serta mempertahankan perlembagaannya.
So Cal, what were some of the responses to Anwar's return?
So, strangely or funnily enough, the former PDMP, Dato' Daniel Balagopal Abdullah, was actually in Parliament today. He says he feels mixed seeing Anwar Ibrahim back in power.
Memang mixed lah, mixed feeling. Mixed feeling sebab saya rasa sukacita beliau sudah ambil angkat sumpah. Yang itu, saya ada kawan, ramai kawan dalam Parlimen. Sekarang, it's a mixed feeling lah, in that sense, you know. Otherwise, it's okay with me because that's what I wanted Dato' Sri Anwar to be there in the Parliament and do what we want to do as promised by Pakatan Harapan Manifesto, together with YB Lim Kit Siang.
Daniel, however, is confident in Anwar's capabilities as an MP.
Of course, he will perform. Dia yang mencetuskan pergerakan reformasi. Takkan dia tak faham. Of course, after 20 years in the prison, I mean going in and out of prison, he's a wiser man and he has learned, and I'm sure he will adjust accordingly. But support he gets on the reformacy movement is excellent. And I think the people in PD responded to that. See? He gets a very warm welcome by all races, you know, contrary to whatever is speculated. He was well respected, well liked by all Chinese, Malay, Indians, including Varanasi. We got a maximum vote. So that's, I don't think it's a problem for him to be in the parliament. He was a deputy prime minister before, and you all know how he performed as a deputy, together with Tun. So maybe it's God's blessing that they are back together again. I'm sure we will see a lot of drastic improvement.
We also got a quick response from Dato' Sri Dr. Wan Azizah Wan Ismail, the deputy prime minister of Malaysia.
Tanding telah masuk ke dalam balik parlimen lepas mendapat keampunan atas dasar miscarriage of justice. Bukan dia mengaku atau salahannya semua. Atas dasar miscarriage of justice.
And we also heard from Azmin Ali, the Minister of Economic Affairs.
Okay, saya dan rakan-rakan ahli-ahli parlimen bersyukur dan gembira melihat Yang Berhormat Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim kembali semula ke Parlimen dan telah pun mengangkat sumpah sebagai ahli Parlimen, dan saya amat yakin kehadiran beliau dalam Parlimen akan dapat merancakkan lagi perbahasan dan memberikan pandangan-pandangan untuk memperkukuhkan lagi Kerajaan Pakatan Harapan dalam melaksanakan tugas dan tanggungjawab kita untuk negara dan juga rakyat. Walaupun kita bersyukur Pakatan Harapan telah menang dalam pilihan raya umum yang ke-14 termasuk di Port Dickson, namun kita perlukan dukungan yang lebih kuat daripada pimpinan yang mempunyai pengalaman, rekod kerja yang baik, dan saya percaya regu dan gandengan Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad dan Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim akan dapat mengembalikan Malaysia sebagai sebuah negara yang wibawa, gagah dalam pertumbuhan ekonomi dan akhirnya dapat memberikan kesejahteraan dan kesaksamaan kepada semua rakyat Malaysia yang memerlukan pembangunan dan juga pembelaan.
That was the Minister of Economic Affairs, Azmin Ali. And of course, Anwar Ibrahim held his first ever press conference as the MP of Port Dickson. Calvin, what were some of the highlights?
Well, he said he's happy to be sworn in as the new Port Dickson MP, adding that this also signifies a vindication of sorts against all the allegations hurled at him in the past. Here's some audio from that press conference.
I'm happy. I've been deprived of my right from time to time, and I've got to go through a by-election to come back because, as you know, I was denied of my right because I was a serving MP. Every time I was then sent to prison, I was, dismissed and had no avenue to appeal to a just court or to be adjudicated fairly. But now at least I feel vindicated in a sense, but then I share that pride with the people of Port Dickson because people have their wisdom. I've always believed, and I need to reiterate my conviction, that I do trust in the wisdom of the masses. There's a limit how elites in Kuala Lumpur can think and deliberate or discuss or decide, but finally, you have to trust in the wisdom of the people.
Right now, he said his focus will be on parliamentary reforms.
My priority would be to assist the government by implementing part of our manifesto, that is parliamentary reform. Our parliament in the past has been considered or duped as a rubber stamp. MPs would debate, of course, but generally we just endorse whatever has been decided. But here in Pakatan Harapan manifesto, we have actually envisaged a new approach to ensure that the parliament is more effective through the formation of select committees or various other discussions prior to debates, prior to tabling of laws. And this, of course, will have to be discussed with the minister concerned and also the speaker. But then it will get the full, and it has to be fully endorsed by the cabinet and Prime Minister Tun Mahathir. They have given the green light based on the commitment to the manifesto, and I had actually deliberated at some length with Prime Minister Tun Mahathir how to make sure that the parliament is deemed to be effective, would serve the constituencies and the people and the nation at large.
So Anwar again reiterated the fact that he's in no rush, that he's going to give Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad the space and time he needs before the transition of power takes place between the two of them.
No, I don't think that's an issue as far as I'm concerned. Let him have, and I reiterate, the space, the latitude to continue unaffected by these constraints of time or pressure. But that's very important because some of the decisions that has to be made by Prime Minister Tun Mahathir and the cabinet are very key fundamental decisions of policy, of reversing the decisions of the previous government, and that would need total unequivocal support by the Pakatan Harapan, and that includes me.
All right, that was newly minted Port Dickson MP Anwar Ibrahim at his first press conference. Kelvin, what else happened at Parliament? Do you have any other updates for us?
I do. So I managed to catch Liu Bui Kiong, the minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Legal Affairs. He told us that the government will follow through with their plan to abolish the death penalty, despite concerns from some members of the public.
The public have to understand that there are many offences for death penalty, like murder. I can understand the feeling of the victims of the murdered person. I can understand that it's very painful. But then it's the government intentions that we will have to abolish that in total. We cannot be seeing doing half-heartedly, not abolishing the death penalty for this one and then abolishing death penalty for the other one. So we want to abolish all death penalties.
He wanted to stress that abolishing the death sentence doesn't mean those on the death row will be free. These convicts, according to him, would have to spend the rest of their lives behind bars, or at least a minimum of 30 years. He was then asked if there were plans to reform the prison system.
I think it will be later. We have to look into that because we have to accommodate some of them who has been committed for life. So the prisons will have to take consideration of all this.
That was Liu Vui-kyong, the minister in the Prime Minister's Department for Legal Affairs. Kelvin, thank you very much for your report from Parliament today. And that was BFM producer Kelvin Yee.
Yeah, all right. So I guess, you know, big, exciting day in Parliament. Yeah. Of course, the elections was just on Saturday, the by-elections for PD. And after the 6 o'clock news, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of what happened in PD. Seven-cornered fight.
I mean, you don't have them as often as you would like.
I need to look back, but I can't remember if there's been a seven-cornered fight.
Well, not just that. I think just the number of independents as well, the absence of UMNO in a formal presence and PAS going in and trying to sort of find their stake in this new political dimension.
So we've actually we got a song that's going out to the victor of the PD by-election.
This is all you, Uma.
This is dedicated to Anwar Ibrahim. Congratulations. This is from The Lion King. I Just Can't Wait to Be King on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.